time is called, and now Toma is in. Lewis eyes the glove, and the pitch is taken high for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes to the batter. All at second base. 2 outs, 2 balls and 2 strikes on the hitter. Here's Lewis's pitch, and a hitter bat inside, staying alive, is Toma. Had it not hit her bat, I think it might have been strike three. It was going to be close. Kind of had the bat halfway down, and it kind of corked it, so that'll make it another chance. 2 and 2. The pitch, swing, and a bouncer foul outside of first base and down the line. So a new softball coming out. Lewis looking at trying to get back to the dugout here in the top of the fourth inning. Runner at number 2, and the 2-2 offering is swung on, fouled back. Good at bat by Toma, hanging tough here in the number 9 spot. Trying to place one between the lines for Seneca. Two balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Back to the screen. And the runner's coming on to third base. So a runner at third. Ball is advanced twice on wild pitches. And the count is full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bulldogs trying to go after the batter and try to avoid the top of the order. Here's the pitch. Down low. They won't. That's ball 4. And 2 on now for Seneca, 2 away, top of the order, Heise, who has walked and struck out today. Coming in and ready to roll, Lewis with runners at the corners, Bulldog infield drawn in, here's the pitch, fouled straight back. Strike 1 to the batter. 4-0 Ithaca. Seneca threatening here in the fourth with 2 away. Lewis toes the rubber. The 0-1 offering is low for a ball. Runner going to second base uncontested. Count goes to 1-1. Runners at second and third now. Lewis ready to wheel and deal. There's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Center field. Newkirk calls it. She's over and now called off and caught now by the right fielder. Dickey pulls it in for the out, and that will do it here in the inning. Fly ball by Heise, and the Bulldogs get out of it. No runs. There were no hits. No errors and 2 left on. Seneca has stranded 7 runners so far through 4 innings. Bulldogs lead it. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 4-0. Bulldogs here on WRCO at WRCO.com.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
In the bottom of the fourth for the Bulldog girls, Brindley Wanless will lead it off, followed by Jaden Boland and Brooklyn Dickey. It's the bottom of the fourth. Ithaca leading 4-0. Bridget Hall back into the circle to pitch here in the fourth inning. Join us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show following the broadcast tonight. We'll update you on the total summaries for this one, any other scores that we have, and we'll also have the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, sponsored by Duncan Donuts. Soccer action, Prairie du Chien leads Richland Center 7-0 at halftime in that soccer game at Richland Center High School. And again, Bulldog baseball team was leading Seneca last we knew 3-1. Here's the pitch to Wanless, and that one is outside for a ball. Ridley flew out to left field last time, which would be opposite way for her as a left-handed hitter. The 1-0 from Hall. He wheels and deals. That one is swung on late and foul. One ball and one strike. They're retrieving the softball. Look, we've had quite a few of them peppered around the park. 1-1 from Hall. Here's the pitch outside. 2-1 to the left-handed batter. This bird's eye view here in the booth at Ithaca on the third base side. I've always been grateful for this booth since it was constructed some years ago. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. 2-2. And last year they not only put in the lights, but they got me a window too to look out toward left field. So I can see the left fielder. I don't have to make it up. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Changeup swung on and missed. Good pitch from Hall. And there is one away. Three strikeouts recorded now for Bridget Hall. Jaden Olin will be the batter for the Bulldogs. Digs into the batter's box and gets ready. Hall is set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one to the batter. Ball goes to the pitcher. Seneca Royals, you can see their jerseys blowing in the breeze out there. The wind blowing in from the left center field area, southwest direction. This pitch is down low for a ball. 1-1. Four runs and just two hits for the Bulldogs. No runs and one hit for Seneca today. Bulldogs have made connections, but Seneca has made some plays. Both teams have committed two errors. Here's the pitch on the changeup. It's called a strike. Two now on the batter, one ball and two strikes. One away in the fourth inning. One ball and two strikes from Bridget Hall. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and there are two outs. Two Ks in a row now recorded by Bridget Hall. Brooklyn Dickey will be the batter for the Bulldogs. Brooklyn grounded out to the second base last time. Ball ready to roll. Wallen with a glove up, and here's the pitch. That's called a strike. Nothing in one. Pigeon Valley Softball Conference is going to be pretty interesting this year. The Bulldogs suffering their only loss so far to Wazika Steuben, which stands to be the contender for the league. There's a swinging strike, two strikes on the batter. Ithaca will have to play them here at second time around in the conference, but there are a lot of other tough nights, and this is a tough game as well tonight. Nothing in two, all ready to rock and roll. The pitch is outside. Top of the order, Lewis in the hitter's circle for the Bulldogs. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and it's a ball inside. Count even. 2-2 to the hitter. All ready to roll, and here comes the next pitch to Dickey. The pitch ripped in the air to left field. That is in there for a base hit. Nice two-strike, two-out hit for Brooklyn Dickey, setting the table for the top of the order. Ariana Lewis, she has reached after being hit by a pitch, and she has popped out as well. One on with two away in the bottom of the fourth inning here at Ithaca Softball Field. Wallen ready to go from the backstop. Here's the pitch, ripped foul and out of play. Nothing in one to the batter. Top part of the Bulldog order has done well. Only one hit, but they have four runs scored out of the top four of the order. Here's the pitch. There's a ball upstairs, and the count is even. One ball and one strike to Lewis. Ball settles in. And the 1-1 offering, there it is. Batter shows bunt, got a piece of it. It's a strike. No, not a piece of it. It is a strike, and the runner heads to second base. So no foul ball, and the Bulldogs have a runner in scoring position with two away, two strikes on the batter. One ball and two strikes. Runner at second base. Ball trying to get out of it. Bulldogs trying to score. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Dropped by the catcher. The throw to first is in time. And that'll do it for Lewis. That is out number three. Five strikeouts now recorded by Seneca pitcher Bridget Hall. In the inning, no runs and a hit. No errors. One left on. We go to the fifth inning. 4-0 Ithaca, an area softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
It is hard to balance the combination of spring's warm, rainy days with the occasional winter wind chill. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. A heat pump from Armstrong Air is a great solution for inconsistent temperatures. There are also financial incentives for upgrading to a heat pump, along with potential energy savings on your utility bill. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote, 647-6345.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa Know How!
The fifth is on here at Ithaca. The Bulldogs lead it 4-0 in area softball. Addison Davison, Kylie Staluka, and Kylie Chambers will be the batters here for Seneca. Ball goes to second base and around the horn, and the Bulldogs are ready for the defense. Leading 4-0, four runs and three hits for Ithaca, no runs, one hit for Seneca. But Seneca has won the base running battle. They have stranded seven runners in this game. The Bulldogs have stranded three. Lewis off to a good lead tonight. There's the pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Almost a little dirt devil blowing across the diamond. Little whirlwinds. We used to get them when I was raking hay. Sometimes it was from me falling asleep raking hay, but other times it was the wind. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward third. Down the line. That's a fair ball. They'll call it a hit. Picked up in the corner by Plemer, and the runner holds at first base. Davison now with her second hit. And the batter will be Kylie Staluka. Staluka reached on an error last time, still looking for her first hit. So Seneca has something going here with a leadoff batter on in the fifth inning. Lewis with a pitch, swing, and a piece of it. The runner going to second. And evidently there was no contact made. The ball back to the screen and the runner at second base. So Seneca with a runner a heartbeat away in scoring position. Nothing in one on Staluka. 4-0 Bulldogs. Stop of five. Here's the 0-1 offering. It's down low 1-1. Bulldogs do have pitching depth, which is not common for softball teams, especially at the smaller schools. With Olivia Young going out by injury in the warm-ups tonight, Lewis called upon the pitch, but I know J.C. Maxwell has some innings this year. Pitch is down low and back to the screen. And the runner, Davison, is at third base. So Seneca now with a big threat going. Runner at third base and nobody out. 2-1 to DeLuca. Lewis is set. Here comes the pitch that is taken for a strike. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Our old pal Brian Elvin out there doing the up and on the bases. We like to give him a hard time, but appreciate our umpires a great deal. Here's one foul back and on a play. I know what it's like to have umpire shortages. We've experienced that in home talent where you don't have umpires, you don't have a game. Or they play them at weird times. You play 3 different games in a day just so the umpires can ump the same game, make their way to game to game to game. So we're happy for high school level that we've got them. Here's one fouled back and out of play. Good cut by Stoluka. That doesn't mean we can't give Brian a hard time. Got a few stories about him that, I imagine the statute of limitations has worn off a little bit. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air to right field. Going back is Brooklyn Dickey. She's got it. Runner tags. Throw coming on, and the runner will score. Seneca's on the board on a sacrifice fly by Stoluka. One away for Kylie Chambers. And now standing in will be the batter. Awaiting the pitch. Lewis is set. And here's the pitch. That one bounced on the infield. Toward third, the throw in time. Cut off by the pitcher. Nice shot by Lewis. Came over to cut it off at the third base line and throws her out for the second out. The batter will be Rhea Wallen. Wallen, a strikeout victim in the second and grounded out in the third. 3-run ball game here on the top of the fifth inning. Nobody on and 2 away. The pitch fouled off, and it hit the light pole and ricochets this way. That doesn't happen very often. Nothing in one to the batter. Wallen back in. Seneca's got a couple of pretty strong left-handed batters, top 5 in the order. 0-1 offering the pitch, swing and a miss. 2 strikes. The batter. Lewis heads back to the circle and 2 strikes on the hitter. 2 outs, top of 5. Here's the 0-2 and it's called low. Boy, that just missed. 1 ball and 2 strikes to the hitter. They'll get it back to the pitcher and Lewis. Ended up just an eyelash. She'll get a strike. Here's the pitch. That one swung on. Popped this way. Third base side. And Muller, nice play. Backhanded. Grabs it against the screen for the out. Super play by Alyssa Muller. And that will do it here in the inning. Seneca scores a run on a hit. There were no errors and none left on. To the bottom of number 5 we go. Ithaca leading it. 4-1 in area softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. For the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at TitleWorks-RC.com.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
All right. 4-1 the score here at Ithaca, bottom of the fifth inning. And Ithaca will send its 2-3 and number 4 batters up. Leading off will be Holly King. She has reached base twice and scored twice for the Bulldogs. They'll be followed by Josie Lau and Kaylee Newkirk. Bulldogs lead it by 3, 4-1, bottom of 5. Against Bridget Hall and the Seneca Royals. Bridget set to work. Here's the pitch. Bunt attempt, and she offered. I immediately nicked it, and it's strike one. Nothing in one. Get you a baseball scoring update here from the baseball diamond in just a bit. Bulldog baseball team playing Seneca today. Pitch is low for a ball. The count is 1-1. 6-1, Ithaca leads, top of the fifth inning. So Ithaca has taken a bigger lead, trying to improve to 7 wins without a loss. Here's the pitch, swinging strike by Holly King, and the count goes to 1-2. Ball back to the circle. Ready to roll, and awaiting the pitch is Holly King. There's the deal, swing and a miss. And there is one away. That's 6 strikeouts for Bridget Hall. And Josie Lau makes her way in. She's 1-2. Singled and scored a run, also knocked in a run with that hit in the first inning. You'll see a senior on the club standing in. Takes time and now ready. Bridget Hall is set. And there's the pitch. Bounced off the end of the bat toward the pitcher. Picked up by Hall. Throw to Chambers in time over at first. And there are 2 up and 2 down. That will bring up Kaylee Newker. Kaylee flew out to center field in the first and reached via error in the third. Batting here in the fifth inning with 2 away. Ball ready to roll. There's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Daly got one out of here last year when I was here. One of the highlights of the softball year last year. Wind has died down a little bit tonight. 1-0 and no strikes. Ball ready to roll. The pitch. Oh, got inside the hitter. Got her on the arm, and so Kaylee Newkirk takes a base. Hit by pitch in the fifth inning, and that'll bring up Alyssa Muller. Alyssa laced a triple in the ball game. That was back in the first inning. Got an RBI out of it. Kind of just lined it in between right and center field all the way to the fence. Runner at first. Here's the pitch. Batter bunts. Foul. Out of play. So it is nothing and one to the hitter. J.C. Maxwell in the hitter's circle for the Bulldogs. In the bottom of the fifth inning. Newkirk back at first, and the 0-1 offering to Muller. There it is. She'll rip one high in the air. Should be playable. Center fielder coming on, and she's got it for out number 3. And that will do it here in the fifth inning. For the Bulldogs, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave 1-6 we go. Ithaca 4, Seneca 1. In Ridge and Valley Softball from WRCO Radio Sport.
Get landscaping materials for the season now at All American Do It Center. Enhance your home's curb appeal with bulk or bag mulch, several styles of rock, landscape blocks, pavers, and edgers. Enjoy that patio or deck with chairs, outdoor furniture, a new grill, or steel fire pit. And don't forget that our rental center has the equipment and tools to help you get the project done. Landscape products available now at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sixth inning, Ava Syme will lead it off for Seneca. Bridget Hall and Gail Ducharme. Bulldogs leading it 4-1 here. And a good one, Bridget Valley softball. Now I'm noticing a few stocking hats coming out. Must be getting a little bit cooler out there. Again, skies a bit overcast. Chance of rain tonight. Syme looking for her first hit. Lewis ready. There's the pitch. Bunnett. Right down the first base line. Nice play. Lewis wheels and deals. Got her on a bang-bang play. Well played. Ari Lewis over to Holly King. And there is one away. Bridget Hall will be the batter. Hall has reached via error, and she has walked. Lewis set to deal, and Lau with a glove up. Bulldog infield drawn in a little bit. Shallow at third base is Muller, and there is a strike call on the batter. Nothing in one. Bridget Hall and Seneca trailing the Bulldogs here on the road. Ithaca five outs away. Nailing down a Richland Valley win. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two strikes on the batter. Lewis has struck out. Total of nine tonight. Here's the pitch. That one is low for a ball, 1-2. Has not struck out a batter since the fourth inning, it looks like. Several of those early on. Ariana has good velocity. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Pop foul against the screen. These Seneca hitters, they're up there swinging. They're not standing there oftentimes looking at the third strike. They're up there making contact and getting close. That one's fouled straight back again, so it's 1-2. Lewis set to deal. And here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Looked like a really good pitch. And Hall got a bead on it. Take it back and start over. Great to have you along for high school softball tonight. Always a pleasure to keep you company. We want to thank all of our supporters of high school sports. This one is upstairs for a ball. 2-2 the count. Batter back in with one away. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Boy, Bridget Hall has a good battle going with Ari Lewis. There's three pitches here in this at-bat that I'm thinking were probably strike three, and she's got a piece of them to send it back to the screen and stay alive. Trying to put one between the lines. 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. That one is called strike three. They give Ari the outside corner on that one, and there are two away. The hitter will be Gail Ducharme, designated player tonight, number 13. She has walked and struck out. 4-1 Bulldogs, top of the sixth. Lewis ready, deals. That one swung on and fouled out of play. Nothing in one. Lights are on here, Ithaca. You know, I don't think I've been here when the lights have been on. So there you go. Overcast and get a chance to look at those new lights. I need some for my croquet course in Sextonville. Nothing in one. Have to have a fundraiser. Batter back in. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. The count is 1-1. But now that really dresses up this field. And I know not only for softball, but youth baseball and softball can use it in the summertime. 1-1 offering. Lewis with a pitch. That one is called strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Bulldogs have retired now, five in a row, looking for the sixth in a row to end out the sixth inning. A 1-2 offering to Ducharme, and it's inside and it hit her. Seneca will get a base runner here in the sixth inning and will try to take advantage. Carson Toma, the scheduled hitter, making her way in. She has struck out and walked tonight against Lewis and the Bulldogs. Runner at first base. Two away. Lewis with a pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Bulldogs will have the 6, 7, and 8 batters up at the bottom part of this inning, leading by 3 runs right now. The pitch is called a strike. 1-1. Seneca trying to push it back to the top of the order, which is due next. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Lewis deals. That one is high. The count is 2-1. Brooklyn Dickey playing the right field line fairly tight. Outfield shaded a bit toward left center field. The 2-1 offering is swung on and missed. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. So the Bulldogs now two strikes. Balls and two strikes and two outs. Here's the pitch. Low, a ball. The count goes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes to the hitter. Ducharme back to first base for Seneca. Lewis with the full count offering. It is called strike 3 and a beauty. That'll do it. That's 11 strikeouts tonight for Ariana Lewis. In the inning, no runs. There were no hits, no errors, and a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Ithaca leads it 4-1 over Seneca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Oak Orchard Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oak Orchard Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oak Orchard Farm.
Oak Orchard Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oak Orchard Farms, that's the one for family.
Bottom of the sixth for the Bulldogs, J.C. Maxwell, followed by Brindley Wallace and Jaden Boland. They are the scheduled hitters for Ithaca, leading it 4-1 here over Seneca. Bridget Hall continues her warm-up pitches and gets ready to face the Bulldogs lineup here in the inning. 5, 6, and 7 batters, 2 out for Ithaca. Our chief meteorologist in the Woodman area saying it's raining there tonight. So that means that we might be in line for some a little bit later on. It appears we're going to get our games in before that starts up. At least here in Ithaca we are. Here's freshman J.C. Maxwell. She's hit it to the outfield twice, once to center, once to left. 0 for 2. And Hall ready to rock and roll. The pitch is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Bottom of the fourth in baseball. Mineral Point leading River Valley 14-9. That's baseball. Ithaca leading Seneca 6-1 at last word as that one gets late. Here's a swinging strike by Maxwell, and it is nothing in two. Stacy listed on the all-conference list in basketball this year as a freshman. Nothing in two, offering the pitch is low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. You could get an all-star team from June's daycare, you know, from over the years. That'd be a pretty good team, actually. 1-2 pitch, inside corner, strike three called, and there is one away. One up, one down for Brindley Wormless. Brindley is struck out and blown out tonight. She is on with one away. Here's Hall's pitch, low, ball one. One ball and no strikes. We'll be talking with staff and students of Ithaca on our morning show on Wednesday. Look forward to that opportunity. We've got a good week of morning shows coming up. Here's one swung on and missed, strike one. One and one. Chuck Keller from CESA 3 will be in, along with Monica Kirshner, talking about the school to work and all of that, how it works, and some great success stories. Here's the pitch. Strike two call. Some students will be in talking about their experiences. And I think Mr. Greg Herps will be there to referee. That's coming up on Wednesday. 1-2 offering to Brindley Wanless. Bridget Hall from the windup. There's the pitch. Ripped toward short. Off the glove of the shortstop and into shallow left. And a hit for Wanless now. She is on with one away in the sixth inning. And that brings up Jaden Bolin. Well hit ball by Brindley. Line drive opposite way. And now Bolin looking for her first hit. Jaden is ready. Wallen with a glove up. Here comes the pitch. And it's a ball. Runner going. Throw to second base. Not in time. As for a slide by Wanless, who called time. Takes herself out of the dirt. A throw by Rhea Wallen down to the shortstop covering. Not a bad throw. One ball and no strikes to Jaden Bolin. All ready to wheel and deal, and here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to the hitter. Runner back to second base. 2-0 offering from Bridget Hall. There it is, and it's bunted foul outside of third. So the score is 6-1, Ithaca, bottom of six. Thank you. That's on the baseball field tonight. Two balls and a strike to the batter right now. If Brindley Wanless at second, the Bulldogs wouldn't mind an insurance run in this game. Seneca will have the top of its order up in the seventh inning. 2-1, here's the deal, down low, runner going to third, throw there, they're going to be close, they got her. Ava Sine puts the tag on, and Wallace is out on a throw by the catcher, Rhea Wallen. There are two away, 2-1 to Jaden Bolin. She is back in, and Hall is set. Goes the rubber, and the 2-1 offering to Jaden. Here it is, swung on, bounce, foul outside of first. That is strike two. Two balls, two strikes on the hitter. Two away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ithaca leading it 4-1. Seneca trying to get back to the dugout. Here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. Big out on the base paths for Seneca, keeping it to a three-run game. And now, ball four on Bolin. She will take her base. The Bulldogs have another base runner with Brooklyn Dickey coming to the plate. For Hall, she has done a pretty good job not walking batters. It's only her second, I think. Here's one fouled down the line, third base side, and out of play. Nothing and one. She hit a couple batters in the first inning, and she has walked two. So a runner at first, nothing and one to the hitter. Dickey, one for two tonight. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and fouled off the handles. Ball squibs over on the first base side by the Bulldogs dugout, and it's two strikes on the hitter. Back it goes to the pitcher. Nothing in two. Ball set to work. From the windup, there's the pitch. Fouled back against the screen. Straight back, foul back. Ariana Lewis, top of the order, and scheduled next. If Brooklyn Dickey reaches base, Jaden Bolin remains at first base. Bridget Hall for Seneca, ready in the motion. Two-strike pitch is swung on and missed, and that'll do it for the Bulldogs. In the inning, a couple of strikeouts recorded by Hall, who now has eight. No runs and a hit. There were no errors and one left on for the Bulldogs. We go to the seventh, 4-1. Ithaca leads it and is going to try to win it three outs away over Seneca here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440.
We go to the seventh inning, Ithaca leading 4-1 in softball. In on the baseball diamond, the Bulldogs leading Seneca 6-1. Among the highlights tonight, Wes Nelson with a three-run home run in the third inning. We saw him hit one against Weston. That was a week ago. Standing in, top of the order, Brittany Heise. She'll be followed by Addison Davison and Kylie Stoluka. Tough outs for the Bulldogs to get. Again, Ithaca three outs away and a three-run lead. The seventh is on. Lewis works. The pitch is going to be squared on, and it's a ball. One ball with no strikes. Eyes has walked, struck out, and flown out in that order. One and none from Lewis. Ari ready, reels and deals. That one popped foul off the bunt. And out of play. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Nice to have lots of folks here tonight. Buying up all the goodies downstairs and enjoying some supper tonight. Benefiting the Ithaca softball program. Good crowd on hand tonight. The nice thing is here, you can wander back and forth from game to game. Bunted out in front of the plate. Nice one picked up by Lau. The throw to first is low. King can't dig it out. And Seneca will have a base runner. So a runner at first base. And the batter will be Addison Davison. Davison today has a couple of hits. 2 for 3. Bulldogs leading 4-1. Seneca with the person aboard now. Lewis with a pitch. This one swung on, popped up. Chasing it is Lau. She runs out of room over the first base dugout and out of play. Nothing in one. On Davison with Stoluka due next. All three are going to be tough outs for the Bulldogs here in the seventh inning. Wind is whipping up a little bit more, blowing out of the southwest. The jerseys of the players flapping in the breeze here tonight. Nothing in one. Here comes the pitch. Check swing and a strike. Runner going. Throw to second. Not in time. That was close. Throw by Lau down to Maxwell, the shortstop. And Heise gets around it with a slide. Two strikes on the batter. Seneca has a runner in scoring position now with nobody out. Two strikes on the batter from Ariana Lewis. Ready to roll. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Runner is going to hold. That's strike number 12 tonight for Lewis. And Kylie Stoluka will be the batter. Stoluka today has struck out, reached on an error, and flew out to right field. Has the Seneca lone RBI with that sack fly. And she pops one up on the infield. Who's got it? Holly King from first calls and grabs. And quickly, there are
now
two away.
Kylie Chambers.
That'll bring up Kylie Chambers looking for her first hit tonight. Runner at second. Now two outs. The Bulldogs with a three-run lead and an out away from celebrating a Ridge and Valley victory here tonight. Batter is in. Left-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. And it's taken high for a ball. Runner leaning but not going and getting back now to second base. Eyes with good speed at second base for Seneca. 1-0 offering from Ariana Lewis. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. Rhea Wallen due next for Seneca, hoping that she has an at-bat. Lewis works the 2-0 pitch. Low ball three. Three balls and no strikes to the hitter. A walk would put the tying run at the plate here in the seventh inning. 3-0 on Chambers. Lewis with a pitch. That is taken for a strike. 3-1 now to the batter. Chambers steps out for a practice swing and is back and ready. Lewis from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it back to the screen. Count is full now. Runner at second base for Seneca. Three balls and two strikes from Lewis. She is ready. Chambers standing in. Full count. Here comes the payoff pitch. And it's going to be down low for a ball, and there are two aboard. High stays at second. And at first base is Chambers. That is the fifth walk given up tonight by Lewis. So the tying run at the plate, 4-1 Ithaca with two away in the seventh. Wallen looking for her first hit. Today takes a look at a stride. Nothing in one. She has struck out. She has grounded out and popped out. Nothing in one to the hitter. Runners at first and at second. Lewis with a pitch. Fouled off. Strike two. Ava Syme on deck for Seneca here in the seventh inning. If Wallen can get it done here for the Royals. Lewis toes the rubber. The 0-2 pitch. Two aboard with two away in the seventh inning. Lewis into the motion. And the two-strike pitch down low. Runner going to third. Throw there. Not in time. Good backup by Maxwell. And the runner moves to second base. So Seneca moving up on the base paths. Base hit would potentially score a couple runs. One ball and two strikes now on the batter. Lewis ready to work and fires. That one swung out and missed. And this ball game is over. Strikeout number 13 for Lewis, and Ithaca gets the win in the seventh inning for Seneca. No runs, no hits. There was an error and two left aboard. We go to the end of the game. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next. Tonight's final, 4-1 Ithaca over Seneca in Ridge and Valley softball from WRCO Sports.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show from WRCO. The Bulldogs celebrate a 4-1 victory here on a now overcast night at Ithaca. They start heading toward the exits. Again, the Ithaca baseball team was leading 6-1 late in the game, and last we knew. And we'll check out some other scores that we have here getting sent to us via Morse code. And on the postgame show, we'll share those with you. It's a nice win for the Bulldogs tonight as they improve to 5-1 overall. Seneca falls to 4-5. Bulldogs just one off the pace in the Ridge and Valley Conference now with a record of 2-1. Wazika Steuben is at 4-0 now. Seneca falls to 2-3. Other teams in the running, North Crawford and Kickapoo, both at 500. Again, Wazika Steuben, the leading team right now in the conference. The Duncan Reward, turning point of the game. I think we're going to go to the very last out of the game. Ariana Lewis gets the strikeout to end the ball game with runners at second and third. Tying run at the plate and a strikeout ends the ball game. And that final score is Ithaca 4-1. Ariana Lewis on a spot emergency start here tonight. Coming in for the injured Olivia Young, gets 13 strikeouts, walks 5, and gives up a total of 2 hits. Let's see. 6-1. Bulldogs leading. Seneca scored a couple runs, does it sound like? Is that what that says? On the baseball field? So is it 6-3 then? Okay, 6-3 Ithaca leading in baseball over Seneca. Nonetheless, again, the Duncan Rewards turning point, the 13th strikeout of the game for Ariana Lewis. America runs on Duncan, and we'll be back with more from Ithaca as we get set to wrap it up on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be closed April 15th through the 27th. They will be reopening on April 30th.
As we go through our lives, our ability to do everyday tasks often changes. Aging, injuries, and some diseases can make daily tasks that were once easy, difficult. Occupational therapists work with people who may struggle to complete the tasks needed for daily living. After assessing your individual abilities and needs, an occupational therapist will work with you to learn new ways to perform these tasks and help you live with more independence. Find out more at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Get landscaping materials for the season now at All American Do It Center. Enhance your home's curb appeal with bulk or bag mulch, several styles of rock, landscape blocks, pavers, and edgers. Enjoy that patio or deck with chairs, outdoor furniture, a new grill, or steel fire pit. And don't forget that our rental center has the equipment and tools to help you get the project done. Landscape products available now at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Final score tonight on the softball diamond, Ithaca gets the win 4-1 over Seneca. Three runs right away in the top of the first inning. The Bulldogs advantageous, taking advantage of two hit batsmen, and then Josie Lau with an RBI single. Later, Alyssa Muller with an RBI triple. Bulldogs scored three runs on two hits in that very first inning. They would add a run in the third without the aid of a base hit. Holly King walked, went to second on a wild pitch, went to third on a stolen base, and scored on an error as the Bulldogs led 4-0. Seneca's lone run came in the fifth inning. Addison Davison singled, and she stole a base, went to third on a wild pitch, and scored on a sacrifice fly to right field by Kylie Saluka. Davison has both of Seneca's hits, 2-for-4 on the evening. For the Bulldogs, leading hitters, 1-for-3 for Josie Lau with an RBI. Alyssa Muller, 1-for-3 with an RBI triple. Brinley Wanless is 1-for-3, and Brooklyn Dickey is 1-for-3. The winning pitcher, Ariana Lewis, 13 strikeouts, walks 5 batters, and gives up just 2 hits. On the other side, Bridget Hall, she strikes out 8, walks 2, and hits 3 batters tonight. The Bulldogs, 4 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors, 5 left on, 1 run, 2 hits, 2 errors for Seneca. And here's the big stat. Seneca strands 10 base runners today, and they fall by 3. Bulldogs win it 4-1 and improve in that Ridge and Valley Conference now to 3-1, and they are 4-1 overall. Seneca falls to 4-5 overall. And we're starting to get some light rain here at the WRCO High Sports Tower in the Ithaca softball field. Earlier tonight, we mentioned River Valley softball getting the victory over McFarland 8-2. The Wild win in baseball, Mineral Point leads River Valley 14-11. A final in soccer, Murray Duchesne over Richland Center 11-0. And on the baseball diamond, at last word, the Bulldog baseball team is leading Seneca late in the game 6-3. That's going to do it from Ithaca, our next scheduled broadcast. You will see. It's supposed to get some rain tomorrow. You never know. But we're scheduled to be against Platteville tomorrow night. Richland Center Baseball with Platteville. We'll have that for you beginning with a pregame time at 4:50 on Tuesday afternoon. Lions game engineered by Tim Bede. And this is Milne saying good night from Ithaca, where the Bulldogs have scored a win in softball 4-1 over Seneca. Thanks to the coaches of both teams and for Andrea and Paul Newkirk in the booth as well tonight. Bill Nee saying goodnight from Ithaca. WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Ithaca Weston track team was busy on Saturday at the Cashton Invitational. For the boys, Landon Thompson was fourth in the 100, Clayton Lee first in the 1600 and the 3200. The 4x8 finished third. That was Brayson Garcia-Boland, Connor Montes, Carrick Thompson, and Sam Jones, and the team finished seventh. For the Ithaca Weston girls, first place for Kaylee Peterson in the 100, fourth for Kaylee Miller. Aubrey Cook finished third in the 200, and she was second in the 400. Jaden Boland was fourth, and Jasmine Meyer eighth. In the 800, Kaylee Peterson took first place. In the 100 hurdles, Tristan Peterson was second. She was third in the 300 hurdles. The 4x1 relay team finished first for Ithaca Weston. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Maggie Kirshner and Kaylee Peterson. The 4x2 ran fourth. Kaylee Miller, Leah Puig, along with Bailey Wanless and Maggie Kirshner. Kaylee Miller finished second in the high jump. Long jump honors went to Tristan Peterson as she finished first. Triple jump, Aubrey Cook was first. Jasmine Meyer was ninth. The overall placement of the Ithaca Weston girls team was third, and the next meeting will be coming up on Tuesday night when Ithaca Weston will be among the pool of teams at the Lee Griffin Invitational hosted by Kickapoo High School. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility